All right, now it's time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors has been standing by this morning to fill us in on where things stand. New numbers coming out. What are you looking at this morning?
Well, John, the number that I'm going to be most focused on, I think, while everybody else is watching, I don't know whether it's the number of cases in Italy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something everybody's keeping an eye on, the new number of cases in the United States, the number of deaths and the death toll that rise. The litmus test for us is probably going to be the initial jobless claims numbers, John.
Yeah.
We're going to have our first real chance at that today. I don't know what the number is going to be, but I bet it's going to be a really big one.
Right? Yeah.
And remember, since 2009, I've tracked this number, as most financial people have, to see what would happen when we had a million-ish initial job claims every week for a while, and we worked our way down. And when that got below 300,000, that was a sign that the economy was really hitting on all cylinders. And for the last year and a half or so, we've been flirting with 200,000 a week. Sometimes I go, man, there's still 200,000 people in this country every week that file for initial jobless claims. But then I remember how big this country is and how many people are at work, and you go, that's just sort of a transition number.
Right.
We didn't get above 300,000 last week, but this is the first week that we're going to have a look at that, oh my gosh, number. John, for me, there is not a big enough number that's going to make me go, what just happened here? Because we all know what just happened here. What I don't know now is, are we going to get those really big numbers for 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, 4 more weeks, or sometime longer? I would like it, as I think you and Gary just mentioned a little bit ago, we need to have a goal, we need to have an aspiration, we at least need to have a timeline versus, oh, this could go on a really long time. I don't know what really long means. But what I do know is when I see that number peak and roll over, just like we're going to see with the infection numbers, that's going to be a sign that we are coming out the other side. If I already know there's not going to be a number big enough to make me go, I don't know why that's here, what I can tell you is when that does turn and roll over, the alacrity with which this economy will come out of it, I believe, is going to be very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be prepared for that. And if you're not expecting really bad numbers, then pay attention. Okay, because they're going to be really bad. But once you get them, you should go. I think you're going to get a lot of people are going, oh, that's not. It could have been a lot worse. And once we all get that mindset, and I think we're almost there. I know the president's almost there. That's where we're set up for our markets and our economy to get back to normal. And we will get back to maybe better than what we take as normal.
Well, I hope so. I just wonder what voices are being amplified in the country today, because I still, when I start getting negative about the modern American, I just think that reporters tend to talk to people who are sitting there with tears coming down their face, while everybody else, or the majority of people, are a little more stoic and a little more resolute that this is my one shot at living. I'm not giving it up over a virus when, you know, previous generations had to fight back Nazis to survive. I'm not giving this up over this.
No, John, you're exactly right. And I just jokingly pointed out a little bit ago, don't look now, but despite your motivations, you made a very articulate investment thesis just now.
Right? Oh, did I?
Because we all should and want to be careful mm-hmm. about not spreading this virus. But if you want to see something not go smoothly, if you tell everybody that can, please shelter in place. But if you told everybody can, please shelter in place, and there will be no drugs available to you, there will be no groceries at the grocery store when you get there, there will be no television on, there will be no radio on, there will be no electricity. We're taking all of those for granted. And this is the United States of America, John, so we should take them for granted. But for all of those things to happen, that's we all consider that so minimalist in this mm-hmm. country right now. But think about who's doing that. And think about when there is more liquidity in the Reed household or every other household where you can say, gosh, I need to muster my resources right now because I don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah.
But when it's over, I'm going to look back and say, man, whoever was delivering all of that stuff, they were delivering it in planes, trains, trucks, automobiles, And they were, if you had trucks and planes and you're delivering stuff, you're getting your job done. And by the way, your second largest input other than people is the cost of fuel. Well, fuel is very, very cheap right now. So if I'm in the business of delivering stuff and I'm using a plane, a truck, something like that, my profit margin is very good right now.
Right, right.
Gosh, I might use a thesis like that for an investment at some point in time.
No, that's smart. Well, I'm glad that I prompted that conversation. That gives you a little bit of hope today, which is, I think, one of the goals that we've got with this program going forward, even as we look at the limited number of people who are infected. So, Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, let's do it again a little bit later. Hey, thank you.
We'll talk about initial jobless claims. It's going to be a big number, but hopefully nobody will be shocked.
Thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.